Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
I don't know if you've been following the story in the Milo household over the last three and a bit weeks now. We've been without a washing machine. When we came back after October half term, our washing machine had packed up. So we ordered a repair and stuff. Well, 3 weeks on, it's still not been fixed. So they've offered us a replacement now because they can't get it fixed. And but all the replacement products were out of stock as well. So finally, on Thursday, it looks like we're finally going to get a new washing machine. So that'll be 3.5 weeks. Without one, which is pushing it, I'll be honest, because there's only so many times you can turn your clothes inside and out to make them last, isn't there? We're on to about the sixth turn now, and I'm starting to smell a little. So that'll be a welcome addition to the household on Thursday. I never will be so excited to see a washing machine. And but now that's been sorted, guess what? Our tumble dryer needs fixing. I don't know if you've seen this, but the Indesit Hotpoint and Creda tumble dryers have been catching on fire, certain ones. So if you've got to go on the website and check to see if your model's affected, well, guess what? Ours is. Brilliant. You can't make it up, can you? The only good thing is, because our washing machine's been broken, we've not had any clothes to actually go in the dryer, which is fabulous. So at least we've not had a house fire. Every cloud has a silver lining, doesn't it? Milder this morning. I can't believe it's 11 degrees warmer right now than it was this time yesterday. That's incredible. It was like -2 yesterday. It's already around 8, 9 degrees Celsius this morning. If we'd woken up this morning, or yesterday, it was 8 or 9 degrees, and then tomorrow morning, it was 20 degrees, which is 11 degrees warmer. We'd think the world's gone mad, wouldn't we? We just take it in our stride in this country, the weather. It's gone completely balmy. Now, it's Unique Talents Day. Celebrate your unique talent day today. And it set me thinking when I was researching for the show this morning. I was thinking, is there anything I can do that nobody else can do? I mean, probably not. Coming up with a unique talent, I would say, is pretty tricky. There are two things that I do that I've never met anyone else that can do, so maybe you can challenge me this morning and come up with the equivalent. One is, we just posted the video of me peeling a satsuma. I can peel a satsuma in one go and create what I think are elephant ears and a trunk. However, there are some rude people who work with me this morning who think it's something rude. It's not. It's elephant ears and a trunk. If you want to see that video, it's on Twitter, at WishFMOfficial. It's also, just put it on our Facebook page as well. You make up your own mind. See how dirty your mind is this morning. But the other thing I can do is catch flies. I couldn't video myself doing that because there are no flies around at the moment. Is it the weather this time of the year? My talent particularly comes into its own in the summer. If there's a fly in the office, I'm your man. I've got about an 80, 90% hit rate, I reckon. First time catching flies. Like that, gone. So if you want a fly catching, I'm your fly catcher. Okay, I'll probably make a business out of it somehow. Michelle says, I am brilliant at remembering phone numbers. Totally unused skill these days because they're all stored on my phone. Oh, gutted. You see, you have something like that, you can't use that skill anymore. Sandra Impar, however, she's the girl to know. I can tie strawberry shoelaces into a knot in my mouth with my tongue. Great party trick. Thanks, Sandra. That'd be great to watch, wouldn't it? You should film yourself doing it. Let's see that. And final one for now. Hello to Nick in Lee. He says, I've been known to fall asleep standing up. Does that count as a unique talent? Not if you listen to this show, Nick. There's probably plenty of people that can fall asleep standing up. Other unique talents kicking around this morning. Morning to Claire in Billinch. Hello, Claire. She says, I can calculate the weekday for any date. Really? I just got on the internet to do that. Well, you can do it in your head. How do you do that? And Phil has been on. He says, my unique talent, I've never played a wrong note on my air guitar. How about this for great scheduling on Channel 4 tonight? At 8 o'clock, you can watch The House of Hypochondriacs. That's followed by 24 Hours in A&E. Somebody's having a harp at Channel 4, aren't they? Just to rub it in. Loving the irony. Well done, you. Right, let's play Little Lyrics, shall we? We're giving away movie tickets this morning. Now, this could go one of two ways. Let's keep our fingers crossed, because we've got the very mad pair of Lucy and Lily on the phone.
Morning, Chris.
Hello, how are you doing? You all right?
Yeah.
Good. Right, Lucy, first up, which school... You're on your way to school right now. Which school is blessed with your presence, Lucy?
Edmund
Arrowsmith. Okay, yeah. And Lily, who's listening in there as well, what year are you in, Lily?
Seven.
You're in year seven, okay. We're talking about talents this morning. I suppose the pair of you got any talents. Do you play any musical instruments? Do you play sport? Have you got any talent whatsoever between the pair of you?
No.
Okay. At least you're honest. Lily, we have a pair of tickets to go and see a film at the cinema. If you had to go and spend a night at the cinema with a famous movie star, who are you girls into? I see, I'm so out of touch these days. My daughter hates me because I'm so out of touch. Who are you, your movie favourites? Have you got a favourite bloke?
Me? I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, fair dues. Okay. Normally girls have lots of opinions. It's quite rare to find two that have none. Lucy and Lily. We'll go with Lily. The answer on Little Lyrics this morning. What is the song and who sings it for a pair of movie tickets, Lily?
Deep Blue Something. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Okay, let's listen to the lyric first of all. Let's see if you're right.
Jake.
And I'm Mackenzie.
And this is our lyric. She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we've got.
Let's see if you're right.
And I said, what about breakfast?
Yeah. Well done. Good fake cheering. Well done. Well done, Lucy. Well done, Lily. You got yourself a free night out of the movies, which will give your parents a break from your constant yakking. So that's a good thing, isn't it? Have a great day, Edmund Arrowsmith. Thanks for coming on the show, ladies. Bye-bye. I didn't know whether to laugh or to have sympathy with this story this morning. You can pick your side. This is a story about a ginger tomcat that got stuck on a roof, which is nothing unusual, I hear you say. However, it got stuck on a roof with a crisp packet stuck on its head. Now, I don't know whether to laugh. Am I supposed to laugh at this story? Or go, oh, poor cat. The RSPCA were called to rescue this cat from Haverford West in Wales. It got stuck on a roof with this, I think it's cheese. Is that a cheese and onion packet? Or if it was a cat, it'd probably be fleas and onion, wouldn't it? Stuck on its head. But what I like about this particular story is that the RSPCA inspector that was sent out to get the cat was called Rowan Barker. Morning, Rowan. And before he's actually rescued the cat, he's taken time to take a photo on his phone of the cat from the top of the roof. So he's climbed up on top of the roof, he's got his phone out and taken a photo of it before he's rescued the cat. I love that. Because by the time he's rescued the cat and got it back down again, he's going to say to his mates, you never guess what happened to me earlier on. They'll go, nah. And at least he's got the photo to prove it. Because you'd never believe it. But how on earth did the cat get up there with a crisp... Looks like some kind of strange superhero outfit.